Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, ding, ding.
I am your host, Trebuchet, and I am back up in your ear hole. To my left, the man with all of the nervous farts out of his system.
Thanks.
The man, the myth, the mustache. Not so dashing Cody Goads. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Bringing out the old Cody Goads, the old CG.
Yes. Yes. And sitting across from you, the one, the only, it's his birthday. What?
Yeah.
Robert Air Force. How's it going?
It's going pretty well. It's going pretty well.
Yes, and go ahead and ask him.
Are you old enough now to have graduated to Robert Space Force?
Yeah. RSF. I'm just saying, give me some t-shirts.
I think we got to wait another year for that.
Okay. I want you to have a space helmet for this whole endeavor.
All right. I think we'll have to work that out. Hit up the design team.
We have a tie. Yes.
Ties in space is what we need.
But we are sorry. Things, mainly pro wrestling in general. We watched some Raw. We watched some SmackDown. We got some SummerSlam coming up on the horizon.
Indeed.
All three things.
And let's get into it. Let's talk about Raw, the quote, flagship show, unquote. Because I think SmackDown's better, personally, right now.
Oh, yeah, right now.
And but we'll talk about Raw because it happened first. And Paul Heyman and Brock Lesnar split up.
Oh, yeah. They've been going through it.
It's a hard breakup, man. Paul Heyman was crying. Just bawling his eyes out to Renee Young.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just picking at him. It was very unfortunate.
That was something. Yeah, I like that.
It was very
Paul
unfortunate.
Heyman, one Paul of the best Heyman. Talkers in the business. Yeah. And definitely
what is his secret behind those tears? Is it my dog is dead? Is it onions?
I don't know how red his face was. I think it was rubbing peppers in his eyes.
I know.
I think Renee kicked him in the pills. That's what I think. But real quick, three claps for Renee, you guys. I hear she's going to be a guest commentator on Monday Night Raw.
This Monday coming up?
I think that is true.
Coming up here, so. I don't like the Saxton. Or not the Saxton, the coachman. I don't like the coachman, so...
Well, that you're going to be pleasantly surprised because that is who she's filling in for.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I think we're upgrading,
good,
guys.
Yes.
So Monday Night Raw is trying to get better because SmackDown is arguably better, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And Seth Rollins is taking on, like, a couple forgettable guys. I don't remember their names at all. I don't know. That one guy holding the Intercontinental Championship ransom.
Dolph Ziggler.
It's your favorite, though.
But secretly, your favorite.
What, I don't know if you're aware.
I've heard some interesting rumors, though, based on the fact that it is Dolph Ziggler and the Drew McIntyre pair, that this is going to be how they're going to write Dean Ambrose coming back.
Yeah,
I was suggesting that earlier. I'm glad to hear.
I'm glad to hear you guys say that because I am rocking a Dean Ambrose t-shirt right now. I don't know if you saw that or not.
Yes.
Look at it, mustache. Look at it. I know you don't know how to read, but at least look at it.
Dean?
Yeah, I know you don't know how to read. It's fine.
Man, you got those big old glasses and you can't
everybody
read.
Keeps asking
Dean,
me.
You got the mustache?
Trebuchet, when's Dean coming back? Trebuchet, when's Dean coming back? And I keep telling them, I don't know. He doesn't return my texts. Like, as soon as he does, I'll let you guys know right here on the Undisputed Podcast of the World. But if you guys know when he's coming back, tweet at TrebuchetLOL because I'll give you guys a scoop. And I'll spread any rumors you want me to. I am good for that. So, do you think he's coming back SummerSlam?
I do.
Do you think he's coming back SummerSlam?
Yes.
I think it's going to be a good time for it. Like, he'll start out...
It'll be a good bonus question.
Yeah, good good face, like, start out to help Seth, and then immediate heel turn and go that way. We'll finally get heel Dean to face Seth.
You think they're going to turn Dean on Seth? Is he going to dirty deeds him after Seth wins the Intercontinental Championship?
It won't be immediate, but...
Well, you said immediate. I'm like, dang, he's going for Dean to instantly be like, he's here, and...
It's on like Dawn. I want it.
You're going to go heel Dean Ambrose, that is a great way to do it. Mm-hmm. Have him help Seth win the Intercontinental Championship, dirty deeds him in the ring, and then just, spike the championship, walk out of the ring.
That is definitely what we need, and that is
how it needs to happen. Put Raw on notice that the lunatic is back in the building. Yeah, what do you got to say about it, Mustache?
I'm looking up...
You're looking up ratings.
I'm looking up ratings.
Before, behind the paywall... Tony goes, oh, I am ready for the show. Not 10 minutes before this, I asked him
I had SmackDown ratings.
I just don't have Raw ratings. Right,
yeah, I'm looking for Raw ratings.
So I'm just hassling the shit out of him.
It's like, yeah, I'll have the ratings before the podcast.
Oh yeah, I'll have them ready for you. No problem, Trebuchet. In the meantime, he's just nervous, farting, stinking this
I did
up.
Not do that.
You were there, Robert. Tell him, back me up here.
I was there.
Yeah.
None of this happened.
He was there. Heard it here first. I, Trebuchet, have never been wrong, so it's fine.
Oh, Lord.
So, what else happened on Raw? There was No Way Jose on the 2-hour cut. I don't know if he was there in the 3-hour version of Raw, but...
I didn't watch the 3-hour version, so I don't know.
Is No Way Jose still a thing? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Is No Way Jose still a thing?
I'd say no.
You say no?
He's going to beat somebody.
I have a line. I said Survivor Series he was done, and I don't even think he made it even close.
I think he's going to come back
make it that far.
1 or 2 weeks after SummerSlam, he'll come back to be a fall for somebody. Yeah. Just for somebody. Just to rechange
the
story.
Well, he was beefing with Mojo in the 3-hour versions of Raw when I watched that, but I'm going on a diet with my pro wrestling. I'm only watching the Hulu cuts lately. Because Raw has been fucking...
The Hulu diet.
Yes, Raw has been insulting my intelligence with their bad tag teams. Speaking of Raw's bad tag teams, we have a triple threat match for the tag team championships between the B team, the Broken Ones, and...
The Leaders of Worlds.
Yes, that's actually the correct
name. I don't care about the tag teams on Raw. I don't know if you've heard me talk or not. I don't even know who the other... Oh, the Revival. Say yeah!
But don't
really, because the Revival's fucking terrible. The Revival's fucking garbage.
They could have been so good, though.
They could have.
Like, I don't know if you've gotten to that point on NXT yet, but they're actually good on NXT.
Yeah,
that's what we've heard.
Yeah, right. That's all hearsay from now on. But let's move on to something that Cody Goads wants to talk about here real quick. Sasha and Bayley, what happened?
Oh, yes. Tell us about your favorite women's wrestler. Sasha Banks.
Well, if Chad Showtime Schultz were here right now, he would be proclaiming his love for Sasha Banks right now. He would just be saying that
he'd
she
be
is
saying
the boss.
That she is so good.
And that she needs to be main eventing pay-per-views.
Yeah, he would
that
be,
is what he would be saying.
We'd be going back and forth with all this trivia, and then he would be declared the supreme fan of Sasha Banks.
I know.
If he was here.
If he was here.
Yes.
But he'll tell you guys that during SummerSlam when he comes back.
I'm sure he will. I'm sure he will tell you. There's nothing you can do to get him to not like Sasha Banks.
But the not-so-dashing one over here isn't that big of a fan, so he doesn't really know what they do. He just talks about her casually. So what happened?
I don't think I saw it. Why don't you say it?
they were on there, I think, weren't they?
I don't remember what happened.
Who'd they fight?
I don't think I saw that part.
Can I buy a lifeline? We're using my phone to record. Somebody tell me who Sasha and Bayley fought.
We'll come back to this.
Okay. Ronda Rousey.
Yes,
made
Ronda
her
Rousey.
Debut match on Monday Night Raw.
Oh, my gosh.
And I think she's going to kill somebody. Not in a good way. No,
she's ready.
No. She's ready to murder in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was... as a pro wrestling fan of what happens in between the squared circle, I'm a little feared for Alexa Bliss's well-being.
Yes.
Because Alicia Fox is pretty veteran. Pretty
I like
veteran.
How they tried to...
She's a pretty veteran. I'm
a pro,
acknowledge me calling her a pretty veteran.
Well, I was going to say that. They had this interesting spin. They're the most pro-Alicia Fox promo I've ever seen.
Dude, you need to send that to Pooperson. Like, she is the biggest Alicia Fox fan, and that was like
They were like, look at her storied career. She's been on multiple shows, wrestled
champion.
With all these people, this and that, and she's coming up next to lose to Ronda Rousey. Pretty much what it was like.
Did you like Alexa Bliss and Alicia Fox in the ring?
Yeah.
Like, talking to Charlie, and then Alexa taking the mic and all that?
I enjoyed it.
You enjoyed it?
Enjoys it.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think is going to win at SummerSlam? Alexa Bliss, Ronda Rousey.
Alexa Bliss. Yeah.
Clean?
Not clean.
How?
Not clean.
If she does win, she definitely won't win clean.
Okay. Yeah. I've been saying it forever. Natalya's turning on Ronda.
That almost
scared me.
Sorry. Yeah. All right. So what?
I'm maintaining my
Did you
composure.
Get the facts on Sasha and Bayley?
Yes, I did.
All right. What did they do?
They had a rematch with the Riot Squad this week.
Mm. How did I forget that?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I didn't see it, but you were watching it here.
I'm trying to make Liv Morgan jealous is what I'm doing.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing something here, guys.
And, okay. And apparently, according to
Liv
what
Morgan,
I'm looking at,
tweet
Sasha
at me,
and
at
Bailey,
LOL.
Bears have an, yeah. Bailey have an official tag team name, the Boss and Hug Connection.
I hate the humanoids.
I like that
the
name.
The humanoids came up with that, and I think it's terrible. I know Chad, if he were here right now, he'd be going, that is wonderful! I love it! It's great!
Get
more Sasha!
Sasha!
It's no better than that.
But in his absence, we're missing that. We're missing that on the Undisputed Podcast of the World. But is that all we need to talk about on Raw here?
What about Braun Strowman just showing up, just like coming on Kevin Owens show? He just tipped it
over. We actually had a Kevin Owens show.
Yeah, we actually had a Kevin Owens show.
We actually had the Kevin Owens show.
Yeah.
And he interviewed Jinder Mahal.
Yep.
Yes.
What was it? Shanti.
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 Okay, but yeah, I like Jinder scarves. I hope that's the appropriate thing.
Hopefully, it's
thing
right
to
name
say
for
there.
It,
yeah. I'm not trying to insult anybody. I like it. I think it's cool. I want to know who his guy is because it looks comfortable.
Are you gonna get
your style?
Are you gonna cover the dreadlocks with them, or are you gonna like make like have like pockets? Hair pockets.
Hey, man, winter is right around the corner. Maybe my dreads get cold. You don't know. Okay. So, Jinder Mahal, 2-0 against Braun Strowman in the last 2 weeks here.
Yes.
What's going on? What's going on with that? Is Jinder Mahal your next Universal Champion? Is that what's
Braun Strowman needs to take that briefcase and give it to the timekeeper because this is getting ridiculous.
You think JoJo can ward off Kevin Owens?
JoJo.
Is that what you want? You want Kevin Owens just yelling at JoJo?
Yeah, I do. I'd prefer that.
You know, I didn't think I wanted
pretty
that,
comical.
But I kind of do.
Yeah.
I kind of do.
I enjoy that.
So, are we going to see Brock this Monday, do you think?
No way.
No.
Are we going to see Roman?
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Yep.
No, don't say it like that. I'm a Roman Reigns guy. You're not... See, that's a thing with Roman Reigns here. Most people are like, yep, we're definitely seeing that. And move on.
Yeah, it's just not a great time.
It's not a good time to be a Roman Reigns guy.
Yeah. I like Roman Reigns, but it's not a great time.
Yeah.
Everybody just tells me I'm wrong. Even though I've never been wrong. It's very funny how that works.
I like Roman Reigns, but my level of like for him is very low.
Do you like him feuding with Corbin? With Baron Corbin, who is fucking amazing. And your next WWE champion. I hate to break it to you, Samoa Joe.
You've been saying this for so long.
Baron Corbin's your next WWE champion.
I think that
champion.
Could be good for Roman.
Yeah.
Definitely get him out of the top card spot for a while.
No, I think they're both top guys. We don't have the Universal Championship. That's the main event.
We're just assuming that Brock Lesnar is gone.
Assuming that Roman wins the title, it's going to... Yeah.
Roman's winning that title.
Okay.
Whoever wins the Money in the Bank briefcase is winning at SummerSlam. They are the next Universal Champion.
So Braun.
It's going to be Kevin Owens. You don't think so, but Kevin Owens is going to outsmart that guy. He beat him at the last pay-per-view. What do you mean no? What do you mean, no? He beat him in a cage match.
Braun threw him out of the cage.
Yep, I saw it. And Kevin Owens' feet hit the floor first. Way before Braun Strowman.
He almost died.
Way before. arguing semantics here. Potato, potato.
Jesus Christ.
You say, got thrown off the cage. I see a victory in the making, okay? I don't know what you were talking about. Just like Roman Reigns beat Brock at the Greatest Royal Rumble. That's technically... I'm a truther in that as well, that Roman Reigns is your uncrowned undisputed champion. Because Roman Reigns is a big dog, and it's his yard, and the show is better when he's on it, like it or not.
I can give that one to you, but, you know.
It is what it is.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I've never
it
been
is.
Wrong. It's very easy to just give it up to me. I know. It's cool. So, SmackDown.
Yes.
I just watched it. It was good. It was wonderful.
I just watched some of it again for a
second. It was hotter than a tamale, everybody. It was just Lana versus...
Zelina Vega.
Yeah, I was going to call her TNA game again. No, it was wonderful. It was very. I had a good one. It was hotter than.
Oh yeah, what was it? I don't know.
I told you to remember.
No, I was going to remind you that you had to make a comparison.
Hotter than a jalapeno pepper?
No. I did say that, and then I said jalapenos aren't very hot. That was me workshopping it. Oh man. Poor Shane, guys.
Lost it.
Poor Shane, guys.
Should have wrote down the whole thing.
I guess so.
See, you say all the good stuff behind the paywall.
Lana is the best. Lana number one. Moving on. That's how we do that there. But I think that the WWE is finally listening to me because we finally got a good tag team match on a WWE event. The main event I'm talking about.
I thought the semifinals and this were also good.
No, this was a good
match. This was a really good match. This was a really good match, yeah.
Phenomenal.
It was great. I enjoyed it. There were submissions. There were strikes. There was... Yeah. Kept cutting to commercial. I was getting really heat. You saw it, Robert.
Cutting to commercial. Remember the tag match before that?
I can't even, you guys. Go ahead. It's generous to
call that a tag match.
I know, technically. We all knew what was going to happen.
What were the... It was two on three.
It was 2-on-3.
3SQ or 3... Was it 3SQ?
I don't know. They were talking in gorilla position. 3SK.
Something like that.
They little screened me on SmackDown. Right. I didn't know what the fuck they were saying.
Yeah, they were talking in gorilla. They had
Roman Reigns and
Little Taz. Playing in the corner. Yeah, it was... But the ad actually had all the sound. You couldn't hear what was going on.
I hope eventually they can start streaming it on a WWE network with the commercials missing, and you get the sound, like the replays.
Cool. Never.
I mean, they're saying stuff. I'm sure the arena can hear what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, answer me this, Chris Goad.
Okay.
What was your favorite thing in wrestling this week?
This is tough. How about when...
He's eating his finger right
the
now.
The same... I'm in thought. The mustache is in thought. How about when R-Truth tried to challenge Carmella to be number one contender?
Three claps for R-Truth.
One, two, three.
To become number one contender for the United States title.
Yeah, not the women's.
Yeah. He tried to challenge Carmella to a match, and I really wish I thought of it, because that's a genius move. I've been trying to wrestle Carmella for a really long time. Hey-o. I look forward to your restraining order later, Carmella. That's cool. But, okay, Robert, what was your favorite thing in wrestling this week?
Ooh, my favorite thing in wrestling this week. Well, Braun Strowman's always fun, so I appreciated him flipping the whole Kevin Owens show stage.
That's cool. You're wrong, but that's cool. My favorite thing in wrestling this week, we're getting what we've been asking for years at SummerSlam. The Miz is going to fight Daniel Bryan. Am I yelling? Yes, I am. Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
But
yes.
You know what?
You'll be hearing.
Because you're it's not the gonna... It's factor. You know what, That's what I'm talking about.
You're not going to get what you want because The Miz is going to lose at SummerSlam.
You are so wrong about this. Just... And let me tell you why. The Miz's reality show is better. Fact. The Miz is a better wrestler. Fact. The Miz is a better talker. Fact. That is why The Miz is going to win this match.
The only fact that I heard is that he's a better talker.
Hey, listen, yep. Okay. Did you not see SmackDown this week? Did you not see that? Not only did Daniel Bryan sneak attack The Miz's security didn't help, didn't matter. The Miz smashes a pot over Daniel Bryan's head, which is...
It was a vase, I think.
Yeah.
Which is brilliant because it also had flowers in it, and distracting the goat with food as well as making him woozy will allow The Miz to get away. That is why The Miz is going to win this feud. He is way smarter than Daniel Bryan ever will be. Yes, yes, yes. Give it up for me. Watch The Miz and Mrs. It is the best reality TV show ever. And give them all the Emmys. Give
all
Elias
the Emmys.
All the Grammys. I'm going to go ahead and take a lap here and let you guys hear the show. I've done my part.
Jeez. Trebuchet, everybody. Trebuchet. Hey, since you wanted me to look the ratings up, how about we talk about the ratings, everybody? So, this week, Raw had ratings of 2.804
Number
million.
Stuff! 2.8 what?
0.4.
What?
Which is a slight decrease from last week.
Okay.
And SmackDown lost even more people with 2.2 million. So Raw is becoming to... Is now getting that gap back that we were discussing last week. We went over every rating of the whole year.
Okay. Do you think it's going to go up this week? Because...
I think both will go up.
It's the one before SummerSlam.
Yeah, they'll definitely both go up a little bit.
Are you tuning in?
Yeah, I'll tune in for sure.
Are you tuning in?
Yes.
I am not. I'm going to Garage Bar. I'm going to watch Chad Showtime Schultz and Mustache over here doing comedy.
Who's tuning in?
Like, I'm like, you're tuning in to Rob.
I forgot.
I'm going to be watching.
I'll be watching. I forgot.
At Garage Bar.
Tuning in technically means you have to watch it live to count. So I will not be tuning in. I'll watch it later.
I will watch it on my DVR.
Say, well, I guess if you have to watch it live, then
but
yeah,
I will be
off.
Liv Morgan. I'll be off of Twitter for 6 hours Monday night.
The computer. I'll leave the TV on.
Message me at TrebuchetLOL because you know you want some of this dreadlock greatness.
Sure. I'm a
Mustache agrees. Mustache agrees.
Give him ratings. Give SmackDown ratings at least. I'll watch that on Tuesday while I'm doing
it. Liv Morgan's on Raw. Liv Morgan is the reason Raw keeps outperforming SmackDown.
Hey, you know, that's SmackDown.
SmackDown's a better product, but Raw's got better stars on it. And by that, I mean they have Liv Morgan. That is what I mean.
Hey, you know, SmackDown, Becky Lynch, Peyton Royce.
No, that was good. I'm not arguing that. Charlotte and Becky, are they going to break up?
Oh, my gosh.
Are Charlotte and Becky the new Sasha and Bayley?
No.
No, not quite there.
Are they the old Sasha and Bayley?
Kinda. But they're not like no. No. No, I'm going no.
Which couple do you like more?
Sasha and Bayley.
How about you?
Becky and Charlotte.
Becky and Charlotte.
Not as much drama.
Well, I also think Becky and Charlotte. If Chad was here, he'd be all like, Sasha and Bayley, because Sasha is the best. That's what he'd be saying right now.
He'd be demanding we do three clap for Sasha.
Okay,
one, two, three.
Yeah, get that in there real quick. So, all right.
Four horsewomen, they're coming back.
Yeah, they are.
But Chad actually is saying that.
Yeah.
You know, he's hoping for the four horsewomen of wrestling.
Wrestling versus the four horsewomen of MMA. Yeah.
And I raised them last week and said, I want them to fight each other, but only if it's in the War Games. That's the only way I want them to meet.
Ooh.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. That is the right reaction. Ooh. I knew you didn't listen to the show. You son of a bitch, Robert Air Force. I'm sorry it's your birthday. You don't deserve to be talked to.
Yeah,
like that.
Happy
Mustache,
birthday.
Mustache, you son of a bitch.
We clap for Robert Space Force or Air Force.
One, two, three. He got a new name for his birthday. RSF. 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 That's better. More chanting.
More chanting.
Man, that's my third new name in a month. You guys make my head spin.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently you're the ADHD character on the Undisputed Podcast of the World. That's what it is over here. So what were we talking about before that? The Four Horsewomen?
Yes.
And who's a better couple?
Yes.
And who's going to... Are any of the Four Horsewomen going to win a championship at SummerSlam?
No.
You're saying Carmella's going to retain?
Yeah, yes.
And Alexa's going to retain.
Carmella's definitely going to lose.
Carmella probably is definitely going to lose.
Well, the Raw one's easy because Alexa's fighting Ronda Rousey, and then she's not even fighting the other four horses. So I'm just seeing if you're paying attention over here.
No, I actually think Carmella's going to lose.
Carmella is not going to lose. I'm sorry.
Mella's money.
Mella is money,
but Mella is going to lose.
I just don't know how she's going to withstand.
I haven't figured out.
You guys are so stupid.
I haven't figured out which one.
James Ellsworth is going to be at SummerSlam. Mark my words. You can just write it down in blood because it's going to happen.
James Ellsworth is going to be there at SummerSlam. He's going to pop out from the crowd or under the ring.
Give the wink. Give the wink and then go ahead and help Carmella win.
But the difference is Carmella's facing two opponents this time, not just one.
Yeah, but they can't get over each other. They're doing the Sasha Bayley thing. They keep making up and breaking up. They haven't broken up completely, but they're gonna.
For the championship, they're gonna.
Did you not see the pinky swear with the thing?
Did you not see the intense eye contact?
That's why Carmella's gonna pick the bones and win this feud, is what I'm telling you right now. Okay. These two are too focused on each other and not Carmella, and that is stupid because she is the sexiest one in the room. Unless I'm in the room. That is what I'm saying right now. That's what I'm saying right now. You can find that and all other kinds of great tweets at TrebuchetLOL. And please donate to my GoFundMe.
So much plugging.
I want to be your next NWA champion.
Oh, man.
Donate to my GoFundMe.
Oh, man. So much. Shameless plug.
Double J, AJ, Trebuchet. Make your dreams come true, Trebuchites. Donate now. Thank you. We will have somebody waiting to take your call. Mustache is nodding. He's just nodding. He's donating. He's donating right now. That's what he's doing. Yep.
$400.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Oh, Trebuchet owes $400. Okay, I'll let him know. Bye. you have a bill to pay.
To who?
the NWA is suing you for $400.
I want
defamation.
I want the bill. Okay. Until I see the bill, I'm not paying.
Okay. I'm the
defamation.
I'm the constable.
Defamation.
I'm the constable for NWA.
Always get it in writing.
Yeah, exactly. I can't frame a fucking phone call. I don't believe this. This phone call's as phony as Baron Corbin calling Stephanie McMahon on Monday Night Raw. That's what this was right here. Like,
this is a truther.
Yeah, I don't want to get into that. I don't want to get into that at all. So, Impact Wrestling, what happened?
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
Impact Wrestling, what happened? Nobody knows because nobody was watching it. That is what is going on right now. Just wanted to make sure.
We told Chad he had to do it, and then he decided to quit the podcast.
He called into the podcast. Clearly, I ain't watching Impact.
I know that Austin Aries is going to show up on House of Glory pay-per-view on the 17th.
Is that Impact pay-per-view?
It's House of Glory.
Is that Impact Wrestling?
No.
That's my question.
It's not Impact.
Is that independent wrestling?
Yeah,
okay,
it's an indie circuit.
Is it Ring of Honor?
Yes, okay. Ring of Honor.
Yeah, I mean,
help me out, Robin Air Force.
Listen to the name. It sounds like it's Ring of Honor.
Enzo Amore, whatever he's going by now.
Whatever his Twitter handle is, I think. Certified G or something.
Like the real
it's
one.
It's got a number in it. I know.
Yeah.
It's Certified G. It's got
the
a number.
Real one. Yeah. G is not a number.
Yeah.
Trebuchet.
It's 1,000. Come at me, bro.
Oh.
Yeah. He's going to show up there
with
the Impact title. I saw the poster for the deal.
Oh, really?
He saw the poster.
I want to see the poster for the deal.
Are you going to tweet out that poster for the deal?
I can
do
go
it.
Find it.
Tweet
right
it.
Now.
Tweet it out. Okay. I'll retweet it, and then Liv Morgan can find it, and then she can direct message me while she's doing it. No. Tweet it. Tweet it. Retweet it.
I'll
retweet it. That's how you get shit done around here, Mustache. Take notes. Now okay. I want a quarter. I just got something tweeted. Yep.
Till you pay Chad's quarters, or until you pay your $400, you'll NWA. I don't want to hear about it.
Listen, you twat. I got people tweeting over here.
All right. Done.
So, Evolution, are you excited?
Yes.
Are you excited?
It's in October, but I am excited.
Yes.
Who's headlining this? Tell me right now.
Chad's favorite, Sasha Banks.
Oh, she's not going to be headlining.
you're like, no.
Alexa Bliss.
No, I think it's going to... It may be Alexa, but it's definitely going to be Ronda Rousey. Oh, Ronda Rousey sells pay-per-views, and because of that, I feel Ronda Rousey is taking this belt. And it sucks, and it kills me, because I really like Alexa Bliss a lot.
Right.
I really do. I think she's great. I think she's a good antagonist for pro wrestling, and she just needs to keep being on my television. She's the reason I keep tuning into Raw. Liv Morgan, Alexa Bliss... Insert another thing every Monday night. It changes. The third reason, I'm just all like, sure.
Alexa Bliss is definitely the best singles women's competitor, like, heel they have. Like, because everyone else they have, that's a heels grouped up.
Yeah, they brought Alicia Fox in to be a heel.
Right.
And they bring around Mickie James to be a heel, and...
Doesn't work.
It's because Alexa...
I mean, Mickie James makes it work, because she's just... good at what she does.
Yeah. Have you heard Elias' album?
Opinion.
I have not.
You have not, have you?
Yeah, I was there when Patty Patterson reviewed it.
You're damn right you did. No, that's all I want to know. I just want to know if you did.
Okay. Well, if he listened to the last episode.
He listened
to
it a bunch of times, is what I'm hearing. He's,
I have the podcast.
He's like,
downloaded.
Listen, Trebuchet. I listen to it all the time. Like,
he's like it's
my favorite album.
Playlist.
Like, I know. She went on the Grammys, dude. Like, calm down. Jeez, okay. You don't have to come at me like that.
Okay.
So, what else you got? What are you bringing from the indie circuits here? What's New Japan up to?
I have no idea.
What's New Japan up to?
I got nothing for you.
I got nothing for you either. Okay. this is a Jeff or Alex Plotkowski. What's he up to? Are you still beating him at Words with Friends?
I am 11-4 against him now.
So.
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
I won the last one.
It's very funny. He's winning at Words with Friends, but he can't read. Like, this is a really weird episode of the Industry Podcast of the world.
It sounds like he's just... one of the luckiest guys you ever meet. He just throws random letters in there.
That's an interesting strategy. Are you timed on this game?
No.
Oh, okay, that's what it
is. That's why, yeah.
He sits on the toilet, throws all the random combinations up there. Yep. All the letters.
I try, like, VXG a lot, and it never works. But yeah, how about next episode of the podcast? Y'all excited for that?
Maybe.
Special guests?
Maybe.
Coming on?
Maybe. Maybe a couple of them. Maybe certain Iron Mike Bustlers and Jordan Shavers coming on this television show.
Along with, like, everyone we know.
Yeah, I think I think the Space Force is going to be here. The Truth keeps proclaiming maybe, to be here.
Maybe. The Air Force will. Maybe not the Space.
Showtime will be here because he loves the SummerSlam. I'm going to be here. The mustache will be in a terrible mood because the house will not be up to his standards.
Oh, no, I'll be running
around. Like, everything's a mess!
This place is falling apart!
My Sasha Banks action figure. Yeah, exactly. And I'll be like, it's right there where you left it. Like, calm down. Mm-hmm. So, I'm excited about that. It's going to have SummerSlam predictions. The belt's going to be on the line. Ryan's going to show up because
we're
going to
have a tournament of 2K. Have you heard about that?
What?
Yeah, the 2K what? Tournament. Ryan,
2K tournament.
He's
too?
Bringing the 2K.
Okay. What's the winner get?
I don't know.
You don't know. Cool.
We'll have to discuss it.
We'll have to discuss it. Whoa.
He is Ryan's the champion.
Will be
he can actually need to we don't he can need to discuss it. He can just do.
That's unprecedented on this
yeah,
show.
He has like, the belt.
People don't do on this show. People talk on this show.
He sent us a picture of him with the belt. Did you see it? Did you see it this morning?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. He's spamming everybody with my championship that I want back. I want it to be noted that it says my name on that championship like 8 times.
I was playing your show.
I
want it to be known that I am going to win that belt.
You are not going to win that belt. Have you ever won that belt before?
I have not.
Then you don't know what you're talking
about. I came close.
Pipe down.
I was close at Money in the Bank.
Yeah, that's his Alexa Bliss, like, photo yep. shoot right there.
Right? While wearing headphones.
That is what that
you couldn't even take the headphones off. You didn't have time to take off the headphones.
See, I'm going to win the belt, and then I'm going to start bringing...
In my mind...
He's going to dress it up.
Back. He's listening yep. to Alexa Bliss as his music when he's doing that. Oh, okay. It's like... So I look forward to you trying to win the championship. It's not going to happen because you think Daniel Bryan's going to beat The Miz. That right there is going to just...
See, that's going to be my point over you, and then you're just going to be sad.
No, you're wrong, Robert.
We all know I'm going to win. Shut up. I won the two before that.
You're going to be
I was 1 point away from being involved in the tiebreaker last time.
You're going to be too busy cleaning the house.
I will just pick... True. I'll just follow my strat, and I'm just going to make it...
You're going to be just like Nate Dogg. You're going to pick the most obscure picks, and you're just not going to get any points.
I'm insulted that you said I was a Nate Dogg.
Yeah, you're just going to be crying by the time it's all said and done.
My resume is so much better than Nate Dogg.
Oh, yeah? Well, yeah? Yeah, that's not what he said. He said that he's better than you and that you might as well be a cat because he's an 8-yard dog. He's going to eat you alive. Roof!
That's what I heard.
End quote.
People love cats.
Not dogs.
What people?
Especially 8-yard dogs.
Who will look at what people? The internet? The internet's not a person. But
the internet's wrong.
Oh my god. What people?
The internet.
Wow. Wow. This shit is off the rails. You might as well call it the A-Train. This shit is so off the rails. This is just everywhere. All right. Let's just...
Final thoughts?
How far are we into the show? 33 minutes?
Oh my god, it's so much shorter. Chance not talking to us.
Cody Doge is trying to throw in the towel. He refuses to give
us... We talked about Raw and SmackDown. We didn't have a special topic.
Speaking
picked.
Of Adrian, though,
I don't know what
though,
to say.
What has...
He's the
Bobby Roode been up to?
He's the MIA train because Bobby Roode has not been on the product. I don't know if you noticed that direct correlation.
Yes.
Less Bobby Roode, less A-Train on my podcast.
You know what? That makes sense.
Yeah, I know.
Where, he hasn't been
around.
Actually
want to know where
I never put that. I haven't put that together before.
That's why I am in charge of this podcast most of the time, is because I know what everybody's up to, and I understand the way that people's brains think.
Okay.
He's a Bobby Roode fan. Clearly not going to show up if Bobby Roode's not on the product. That's what it is. Sasha Banks just isn't the champion. Chad Showtime Schultz doesn't show up. That's what happens. Like, every time, direct correlation. So, let's talk about Miz and Mrs. Is it your new favorite show?
I actually haven't been able to see it yet.
But you're planning on it.
Is it on Hulu?
I don't know. I watch it when it comes out, like a good misfit.
If it's on Hulu,
I
can't watch it.
You can't watch
it?
I don't
have cable.
Okay. Mustache.
What?
You and Robert Space Force need to sit down and watch Miz and Mrs. and get them all caught up. Because you need to give us a review of it.
It's top notch quality.
Tell me if this interests you. An implied nude photo shoot.
So far, so good.
It's not.
A pregnant wife and a cake fiasco.
A cake fiasco.
Yes. That's just a sample. I've watched the first two episodes. I'm going to watch episode three shortly after this podcast is over and I eat dinner with Cody Goads' mom because she's a big fan of The Miz.
Dean Ambrose.
And Mrs. Yes. Dean Ambrose, who also asked me where Dean Ambrose was, and I'm like, yes. He still isn't contacting me back.
Everyone wants Bobby Roode to turn heel, and I've only been saying that
since everybody?
The internet.
It just sounds like you're just reading shit that your blog is about. Like,
right?
He's reading, people on the internet say, this is fucking chris@rocks.goad. Like,
yeah. Hey, hold on.
Wait, this other person at the mustache also says, but this is just also you. Come on.
Jim Ross said it.
Said what? That, what about you?
I just see a picture of a boot. What did he say?
He doesn't know how to read. This is going to be interesting.
Okay.
He's going to give it to us in binary. 00100110.
He said it on the Ross Report.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
JR said something on his show.
Yep.
Oh, cool.
Makes sense.
It's cool. He said that Bobby Roode.
I think Bobby Roode would be better served in WWE, in my opinion, as a villain. Roode's natural body English, facial expressions, everything. He's a natural heel. He should be put in his natural habitat and be allowed to feed.
I mean, that's not wrong.
JR was followed up by saying, "Let's go Oklahoma football," because that's
coming up. I don't know how I read that.
I'm sure that was in there somewhere. And then also buy some barbecue sauce because it's a slobber knocker in your mouth.
It's words out of my mouth with a slobber knocker in my mouth. Yeah.
No, it was words out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was quoting him. Gotta be. Yeah. Come on. So, you like Oklahoma football, is what I'm hearing?
No.
Why not?
Oklahoma sucks.
What?
Oklahoma sucks.
You're going to get JR pissed at us. Stop saying that.
I don't care.
I don't want JR mad at me. I can't handle that. He's going to come at you with barbecue sauce. What? How are you going to counter barbecue sauce?
Eat it.
All of it? He has a barbecue sauce company. I don't think you understand the amount of barbecue sauce.
Rib Fest is coming, and we're going to need all the sauce we can get.
I don't want to anger a man who has a barbecue sauce company before Rib Fest. I want his sauce.
Come to Rib Fest, JR.
Yes, you're invited. Give him formally invite him right now. Extend an olive branch.
Mr. Jim Ross.
Ooh.
We would like to cordially invite you to...
I like it.
The Undisputed Podcast presents Ribfest at SummerSlam. All
right.
I'm like, I didn't know if you were going to say anything else after that. You looked like you really wanted to.
Neither did I.
He thought about if he really wanted to put a zinger at the end.
I was going to be like...
That invitation ended with dot, dot, dot. Like,
so it's you and all your invitations with dot, dot, dot?
No, he's enticing him like Star Wars. I like it. I like it. Scroll down and we'll... Cody Goads will put on Oklahoma's practice for you or something. We'll stream it on a computer. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'm making you do that.
Okay, okay.
Man. All right, so what do you guys think they're doing with the Iconics now? They came in like a bat out of hell, like just...
They're just...
crushing everybody, like making a scene, like actually doing something.
They made an impact, but I wouldn't say they were crushing everybody. I'd say that
they heavily influenced the title picture for a minute.
They were doing things to move stories and actually involved, and they were winning matches, and now they're just kind of having them lay down for people.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
There's two of them. There's the issue right there.
There's two of them.
No, I'm serious.
Well, it's important in a tag team matches to have two people.
They're both really new.
Yeah.
And they're together. You have one women's title.
True.
If you give one of them a title shot, the other one's going to be forgotten. The other one's riding the back burner. That is the problem with bringing up a tag team like that. The same thing is happening to the Riot Squad. They're getting lost in the scuffle.
If it's
been brought up. Like, I've heard rumors, like, the rumors have died down that they're trying to make a women's tag team.
They are going to do that.
I am
Chad still says they're going
pushing
to
that rumor before on Twitter.
Evolution. Before Evolution, Chad said they're still going to do it.
And if they do that, that's what the
Because that's why they fizzle
out. And if they do that, Eric Young needs to win them very soon. That is what I'm saying. He is already,
still
with ODB, your reigning Knockouts Tag Team Champions. So,
ODB the WWE? Is that what you're saying?
No, just Eric Young. Just Eric Young.
They win both, both of them?
Yeah. Steal them. Hold them hostage.
Is he going to wear all four belts?
No. Eric Young and Nikki Cross.
I'm down.
No, Eric Young alone. You lost me. You lost me with giving it to somebody else now. Eric
Speaking
Young.
Of...
Eric Young and Rudy Charles. Close enough.
Mae Young Classic number 2.
It's happening.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Yes.
It happened somewhat, but I'm not getting spoiled by it so far. I don't want to look at spoilers. We're talking about filling out a bracket. I don't know if we're doing that or not.
Well, if it's happening and there's spoilers out there already, I'm going to say we're not.
Okay.
Because...
That's fine with me.
They don't want somebody to potentially go in with all the answers.
Yeah, and people were saying that it should be for the title and stuff, and I'm all like...
Oh, yeah.
If people are going to be able to cheat for the title, who are we trying to be? Dolph Ziggler here? No. Yeah. I'm going to walk away. That was gross.
It's your best fan. You love him so much. Why?
We all saw the clips of you at Raw.
Yeah. Yeah. You could not hide.
You couldn't contain
your joy
when he won the title.
You are lucky it's your birthday. You are going to wake up with no mustache if you keep it up.
Oh, no.
You're going to be like Bradshaw. I'm going to turn you into JBL. That's what's going to happen.
People are going to hate you.
What's gonna happen? You're gonna be walking around with Basham Brothers. You'll be like, "Where the hell did these guys come from?"
They'd be cool,
follow
actually.
Around a guy. That's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So
you end up on Fox News. Is that what you want?
No.
Is that what you want?
No.
So is he all of a sudden gonna become rich too, or no?
What? I hope so.
Implied rich.
Not
real rich.
Implied rich.
He'll wear suits, but they're men's warehouse suits. They're not good suits.
He wouldn't even be caught down there in one of those.
The only kind of suits that Cody Goins is getting is lawsuits, let's be honest.
Well, you got one from the NWA earlier.
Well, keep them coming, baby.
Okay.
He's waiting for that one from the WWE so he can frame it.
Okay, I asked this question last week to Chad, and I scared him away with it, apparently. So I'll ask you guys, if one WWE legend could come back on commentary, who would you have come back?
Ooh, like as a permanent member of commentary. Somebody who's not been on commentary at all, like completely new?
Your choice. Your choice.
Taz.
That is really in character. Who was your first SmackDown commentator?
Taz.
Who was your first Impact commentator?
Taz.
Who is your only Impact commentator?
Taz.
Who was your only SmackDown commentator?
Taz.
Who's your favorite Looney Tune?
Taz.
There it is. Never ends.
Taz is just stuck in his head. We need to help him.
Totally.
Yeah, and you need to go to Brooklyn and convince him to come back.
I know, he's on that podcast. It goes pretty well.
You're pining for him, I see it.
I've been asking for it for a while.
Man, the thing is, like, other than the couple that we've already seen on commentary that we know we would like, you know, like, the King, if he could be a permanent member.
You want the King back?
Like that'd be cool. Like, I'm just talking about, like,
what
you
was
know,
your answer?
Like the legends that we've already seen
and
know that can talk.
Yeah,
like I wouldn't know who would be able to come back and would be able to do that job well.
Now. Well, just based on what you've seen out of wrestling, you know, guys right. talk on
I mean,
the
you
mic
could,
and
like,
stuff.
The like, Rock just, is an option.
Yeah, The Rock's an option.
Oh my gosh,
CM Punk's an option. Like, there's a lot of good answers out there. Like,
yeah.
Not Scott Hall. Anybody but Scott Hall.
Scott Hall with his.
Hey yo!
hold on.
I wanted to see how that fell. Tase and fucking sell.
Freaking
choke on a toothpick while he's doing it.
Actually, The Rock would be pretty fantastic.
It would be hard for anybody to keep up with The Rock. That's all I'm saying. If The Rock is doing, comes
can
back
we get,
to his
can we get Scott Steiner to do it?
It'd be electrifying. Oh, I would listen to that. I'm not.
Papa Pump.
It would make no sense.
Let me tell you, this tag team has about a 25%.
At no surrender, you normally got a 33% chance of winning. But I'm a genetic freak. And when you're a genetic freak, the math is a little different. Samoa Joe doesn't stand a chance. That's all I'm saying here. But no, my answer for this would be the rated R superstar Edge. Ooh, I would like to see Edge come back as a commentator because, you know, we could have...
You know what?
It'd be funny. He's got a lot of
bringing back the pair of Edge and Christian?
ENC, yeah. I don't know if you want them both back. It'd be too comical, I feel, if you bring them both back.
You think it'd be too much?
Can we get Christian to be like... Let Renee do commentary, and she can stop being like an interview girl, and we can have
Christian
be an interview guy.
Yeah,
let's do it. Edge will be like, let's go to Christian.
It'll be the most Canadian show you've ever seen.
I love it.
In your life. That's it.
Impact's been all taping in Canada lately. It's more Canadian than that.
Commentators, we're going to have Edge, Renee, and I had another Canadian. Edge, Renee, who's the other one? Give me one of them. Give
Bret Hart?
No, God, no. Give me
Bret Hart. I knew you didn't want Bret Hart.
Chris Jericho.
I knew you didn't want Bret Hart. If I said Bret Hart anyway.
Just give it to me.
I had Chris Jericho, too, and then you threw me off with Bret
Hart. I know.
I was like, what the
he's going to hate this.
Bret Hart. No, thank you.
Bret. God. No, Bret Hart, Scott Hall, Scott Steiner.
Oh, my God.
That is painful to think about.
Hey, let's turn Raw on. See what's going on. And I'm done.
Impact might have better announcement.
Something else is happening. Josh Matthews is grabbing a microphone. Oh, wow. Yeah, let me just go ahead and turn this crap off right now.
Wait, here comes Kevin Nash hobbling down to interview somebody.
Oh, he pulled his quad.
He'll be out 3 months.
Didn't make it. He'll see you at Hell in a Cell. Hey, yo. Scott Hall just can't turn it on. Hey, yo. So, I think it's time for final thoughts right here. Because we're 46 minutes into the show here. Good for us. Good for you, Mustache. I wasn't asking for your final thoughts. I was just saying good for you.
Okay, thank you.
Jibane.
Final thoughts, Mustache.
I am looking forward to SummerSlam. Mm-hmm. Heavily.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to becoming your champion and having 3 out of 4 of the last championships because we all know deep inside that the Mustache is the supreme leader of this group. Mustache out.
Wait. Robert, you hear that?
I think there's a cricket right now. Like I think there's a cricket cricketing right now. Is that the proper verb?
I think, don't
get to tell me. You doted out.
I think Randy Orton's coming for you, and he's
You better watch your ear, man. You keep talking that shit. Final thoughts, Robert Air Force.
I'm looking forward to something. There's going to be a lot of good matches on this pay-per-view, I think.
Yes.
So that's going to be nice. And I'm looking forward to being your Dapper Space Force champion.
Oh my gosh.
He's gonna take he's taking the championship to the next galaxy.
Galactical. So alright guys, I guess that leaves me to my final thoughts. I'd like to end with saying happy birthday, Robert Space Force. 1, 2, 3 claps for you. D. Ambrose is clapping for you in the other room. I hope all of your birthday wishes come true, except for The Miz losing at SummerSlam. Other than that, all of your birthday wishes can come true. Stay tuned next week. We will have a special SummerSlam / RibFest preview. Hopefully Jim Ross will show up because of the cordial invitation we gave him out here.
Come with a bucket of barbecue sauce.
If he wants to hear the end of the invitation, he needs to show up.
That's good.
Jim Ross.
Good old JR. He was a commentator in the WWF Attitude Era.
Oh, yeah. He'll be here, yeah.
That's right. Okay. He's on board.
Yeah. He had a barbecue sauce company.
Who better? And we'll be back with you guys for more. I am Trebuchet. Follow me on Twitter @TrebuchetLOL. Hit me up, Liv Morgan. Trebuchet out.